Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 11th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande, and here are our top stories this evening. In a landmark case, the High Court has ruled that Section 70 of the Police Act, which places a cap of a six-month period within which police should be sued, is inconsistent with Zimbabwe's constitution.
Thousands of Zimbabweans have been a victim of this notorious provision. This provision deals with what you in America call statute of limitations, time limitation. When do you bring a court case?
Former ZANU-PF members speak out on what they claim are attempts by President Mugabe to create a family dynasty.
As the former leadership of ZANU-PF, we feel greatly shortchanged by the prevarication of ZANU-PF led by Robert Mugabe from the broadly accepted objectives of the struggle.
In a landmark case, High Court Judge Justice Amit Sanga yesterday ruled that Section 70 of the Police Act, which places a cap of a six-month period within which police should be sued, is inconsistent with the country's supreme law. Two Zimbabwean soldiers, Michael Munyika and Crispin Tobaiwa, who were represented by Tendai Biti, argued that the section was discriminatory. Police shot the two after suspecting them to be robbers as they travelled in a truck along with others to Karoi from work. Munyika lost a right-hand finger and was also shot in the chest, and the bullet remains lodged in his body. He is suing Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo, Police Commissioner General Augustine Chiwuri, Damburai and Chibanda for about $383,000. His colleague Tobaiwa, who was shot in the leg, is demanding damages amounting to almost $573,000. The two notified the police of their intention to sue, but delayed serving papers as they were receiving treatment in a local hospital. The summons were only issued 11 months after the incident. Studio 7's Blessing Zulu speaks with Tendai Biti about the landmark judgment.
Thousands of Zimbabweans have been a victim of this notorious provision. This provision deals with what you in America call statute of limitations, time limitation. When do you bring a court case? Now in Zimbabwe, we've got a law that is called the Prescription Act. And the Prescription Act covers everyone, you and me. If I want to sue you, I'm given 3 years within which to sue you. And then the prescription against the government. If you owe money against the government, it has got 20 years within which to sue you. However, for the police, if you want to sue the police, it's only 6 months. In a country like Zimbabwe, where there is poverty, where there is illiteracy, you know, a person doesn't know that I've got a right. And sometimes, if in the case, this particular case I did, what happened in the particular case I did, which is very terrible, the two plaintiffs, my clients, were soldiers. They were in a combi going to Chinoy. Then a policeman boarded that combi and said to the driver, drive. They went in some road, a police station in Wurungwe, Karoi, and the police started beating these soldiers despite the fact that they produced identity cards. They beat them so much that one of them is actually disabled, and they spent more than 8 months in hospital. So when they came out and sued, they were suddenly told, you can't sue because of Section 70 of the Police Act. So when I got this case, I then said, look, let's grab the bull by the horns. This provision is unconstitutional. So Justice Sanga, in a brilliant judgment, ruled that that Section 70 was unconstitutional.
What this means is that when people feel they have been wronged by the police, they can go to the courts. And how many years now?
What the court simply did was to say, your Section 70 is unlawful. It left it open.
That was Attorney Tendai Biti speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. Former ZANU-PF officials and supporters have lambasted President Robert Mugabe, accusing him of abandoning the principles of Zimbabwe's liberation struggle and turning the party into a family dynasty. Scores of supporters and officials who left the party in different circumstances claim that Mr. Mugabe has almost turned ZANU-PF into a private property as he no longer entertains any internal opposition. Our reporter Gandri Maramba has more details from Maswingo.
They also claim that Mr. Mugabe has surrounded himself with friends and relatives who are now running the party like some personal property. They say his close associates are misleading the 92-year-old Zimbabwean leader who has been in power since the country attained independence from British rule in 1980. Some of the disgruntled former ZANU-PF members say they feel shortchanged by the nonagenarian leader who now wants to be hero-worshipped. Retired Ken Okudzai Mbudzi, who is the party's former Maswingo Provincial Political Commissar, claims that many party officials and supporters are now leaving the party in large numbers as they feel that they have been abandoned by the ZANU-PF leadership.
The broad spectrum of the Zimbabwean people, we have been shortchanged as a Zimbabwean community, as war veterans, as the former leadership of ZANU-PF. We feel greatly shortchanged by the prevarication of ZANU-PF led by Robert Mugabe from the broadly accepted objectives of the struggle. And I believe that, you see, there is going to be a total withering, a total disappearance of ZANU-PF once Mugabe disappears. We have decided, and correctly so, that we move away from ZANU-PF and start a new Chimurenga the Third, to dislodge the system, to fight once and for all the system. And I believe all people would actually come and embrace our new concept of inclusivity, honesty, democracy, and also non-violence in dislodging Robert Mugabe come 2018 elections.
His colleagues also claim that ZANU-PF is no longer adhering to the principles set during its formation. They argue that the party has been turned into a family business following the coming in of the first lady Grace Mugabe into politics. Cecilia Gono of Kudu District, the home of the late Vice President Simon Wengesai Mzenda, says the first family is no longer accepting divergent views and is now victimizing dissenting voices.
The reason why we left ZANU-PF as a party is no longer adhering to the standards that we had set initially as an organization. Now they are conforming to standards set by a family, the first family. If you are suspected to be if you say a divergent view, you are suspected to be an enemy of the first family, and then you end up being victimized the way they victimized Basketi, the likes of Mavaire, and all the leaders that we had in Mashingo. So we better join people first rather than to still be in ZANU-PF, and then your voices are being blocked and you are considered an enemy when you support the party.
The former ruling party members say the recent pages of those who express views that are deemed negative to the status quo have actually turned ZANU-PF into a monstrous party. They claim that the principles of democracy, like freedom of expression and association, are no longer respected by Mr. Mugabe and his party, as his close associates are descending heavily on all those suspected of crossing his path. Some youth are also claiming that the ruling party is now ill-treating them after they were used for perpetrating violence against opposition party supporters. Some claim that they have not even been given a piece of land following the controversial land reform adopted by the ruling party in 2000. Peter Zano is among such people who claim that they were promised heaven on earth by party officials when they joined ZANU-PF. However, he claims that most of them never benefited anything from the ruling party.
When we joined ZANU-PF, we were promised a lot of things whereby we were promised heaven on earth, you know. Because initially they promised us everything, like they promised us that as a government, as a ZANU-PF government, they will give us jobs, they will give us land and everything. But then when you look at the land reform program and the people who benefited from that program, it's not the youth actually. Those are the top brass in the government.
A former liberation war fighter who does not want to be identified in fear of being victimized says he is bitter that he fought for the liberation of Zimbabwe but has never enjoyed the fruits of independence.
We are a very disgruntled lot. Actually, personally, myself, I'm very bitter about the going on in ZANU-PF. We find when we're in the war, we had principles as a party, as ZANU-PF, as the leadership, so that we should serve people. But what is now turning is that President Robert Mugabe and his family have just lost those values of respecting the people's wish. They've basically turned ZANU-PF and the government as their own dynasty.
However, a ZANU-PF activist, Talent Chiwange, who is also the National Youth Council Masvingo Chapter Chairperson, said the sentiments from the ex-party members were just a case of sour grapes.
These are just comments from people who are disgruntled, people who have been booted out of the system that they have probably, let me say, they have known for a very long time. Some of them have, most of them have actually benefited from the system. So I would basically say there is really nothing that we can waste our time doing or trying to give an ear to people who are bastardizing the president, the first family, or saying bad things about our president.
President Mugabe, who is the oldest president in the world, is already the party's presidential candidate in the 2018 polls. He will be 94 at that time. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, I am Kandri Maramba.